Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. So we're going to continue today with our discussion of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, following up on our discussion from last week about some of the most essential discussions about the mitzvah, its mechayiv, and the nature of the mitzvah, and how that all plays into the bracha that's recited on Hadlakas Neiros. Today we're going to discuss the topic of the location for Hadlakas Neiros. So we know from the Gemaras and Shabbos, and Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Chav Hei Amid Beis, that clearly there exists an obligation to light Neiros Shabbos. But the problem is that the Gemara never specifies any precise location for the mitzvah. The Gemara just identifies Neiros Shabbos as Ner Beiso, when it says that Ner Beiso takes precedence to Neiros Chanukah and to Kiddush Hayom. So, but it doesn't tell us where within the bayis the Neiros are supposed to be lit. So we're going to focus on the following three questions. Number one, what exactly is the proper location for Neiros Shabbos? Number two, what's the scope of locations that require Neiros Shabbos? Meaning, even if we know where the Neiros Shabbos are the chatchila supposed to be put, does that mean that they're the only place that they have to be put? Or are there many places where Neiros Shabbos should be lit? And all along our discussion, we're going to discuss how, if at all, these locational issues relate to the roots and the nature of the mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos. So, When we want to discuss the proper location for Neiros Shabbos, what we're going to see is that according to many, many opinions, the best place to have Neiros Shabbos is around the location of the Suda, B'makom Achila. And the question is where that comes from. So we need a little bit of background in order to get into that discussion. And the first background question to explain is what the basis is, if any, for the idea that a Suda Shabbos needs to have light. So here is basically, this is really a discussion about Suda Shabbos, not as much about Hadlakas Neiros, more about Suda Shabbos. So when you have a Suda, how do we know that it's supposed to be in the light? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Hei Amid Beis, quotes Rava or Rabba, depending on the Girsa, who explains that according to Rabbi Shmuel from the Mishnayos in Baba Madlikin, that Itran, tar, some type of tar, is not allowed to be used for Hadlakas Neiros. So why is that the case? Because it has a foul smell and it may cause people to leave the area in which it's lit. So then Abaye responds and he says, I don't really understand. Why does that matter? If you light the candles and people leave, so you still fulfill the mitzvah, why does it matter that people left? So Rava explains that Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. That's the line in the Gemara. Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. So the Rishonim disagree about what exactly this line means to say. According to some, like the Tosas Harash, what it means to say is just the words themselves. Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova, there's an obligation to light Neiros on Shabbos. These four words are basically the clearest indication in the Gemara that there is an obligation to light Neiros Shabbos on Shabbos. The question is, though, how does that exactly resolve Abaye's problem? Abaye's problem was, you lit the candles, you did what you were supposed to do. Why does it matter that people left where the candles were lit? So apparently, according to the Tosus Harash's approach, what we have to explain is that it's not sufficient just to light the candles, but you have to get some benefit from the candles. So if you're going to leave the area in which they're lit, then and you just light them, you don't get any benefit from them, then you haven't really fulfilled the mitzvah. Other Rishonim interpret this line of Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova a little bit differently. So Tosfos says that it's not really coming to tell you that there's an obligation to light Neiros Shabbos. That we already know. We know that from the Mishnah of Bamei Madlikin that tells us that if women are not careful about three mitzvos, so then that causes trouble. So Tosa says we don't need a raya. We don't need a statement of the Amoraim to tell us that we're obligated near Shabbos. We already know that. What does it mean that Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova? It means that there's an obligation to have the Neiros Shabbos be in the location of the Suda Shabbos. That a Suda on Shabbos needs to have light. And for what purpose, says Tosa? For the purpose of Oneg Shabbos. We said last week we quoted the Shibboleth HaLeket, that when you have light around a meal, so that contributes to the meal and enhances the meal. It allows you to see the food that you're eating, allows you to satiate yourself more. So that being the case, says Tosfos, in order to fulfill the idea of Oneg Shabbos, there needs to be light around the place of the Suda. And that's what the Gemara meant when it said Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. It means that the Neiros have to be in the location of the Suda. And that was the problem, says Rava, that if people left, if people lit the candles and then just left, then they wouldn't have the light around the Suda. Rashi may take a similar approach to Tosfos. You could read Rashi in different ways, but one way of reading Rashi is that the whole what the Gemara means when it says Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova is that the Neiros have to be in the location of the Suda in order to facilitate a Suda Chashuva for the purpose of Kavod Shabbos. Let's just unpack each of those components. So Rashi is saying that you have to have light in the area of a suda. Why? Because by having light, you create a suda chashuva. You generate a suda chashuva. Only with light do you have a suda chashuva. Why do you need a suda chashuva? In order to satisfy the requirement of kavod Shabbos. So whereas for Tosos, this is all an idea about oneg Shabbos, having light in the place of the suda is in order to facilitate oneg Shabbos. For Rashi, it's about kavod Shabbos. So all in all, we have three interpretations of the Gemara. Tosos Harash says it has nothing to do with the suda. Really, what it's trying to say is that you have to light Nero Shabbos on Shabbos, you have to get benefit from them. But Tosos and Rashi, Tosos definitely and Rashi maybe, are saying that this Gemara is really about the connection between Nero Shabbos and the Suda. Tosos is saying the Neros have to be in the Makom Suda in order to have Oneg Shabbos during the Suda, and Rashi is saying that the Neros have to be in the Makom HaSuda in order to have Kavod Shabbos, in order to have a Suda Chashuva. So that's all the background to the idea of having Neros around the Suda Shabbos. We should also just mention, before we go on to the next point, which is that this whole approach of the Tosos Harash, that the Gemara here really is not trying to say that you have to have light at the Suda, just trying to tell you that you have to light Nero Shabbos. So this is actually interesting in light of another comment of the Rosh, not in the Tosos Harash, but rather the Rosh's commentary himself, meaning on the Rosh on the Gemara, in the back of the Gemaras, in Arvei Pesachim, where the Rosh is also of the opinion that there is absolutely no obligation to have light at a Suda Shabbos. There is no such obligation. So what Rashi and Tosos are saying in the Gemara and Shabbos Chafayim and Beis, the Rosh just rejects outright. The Rosh doesn't think that there's an obligation to have light at a Suda Shabbos. Okay, so now, based on that background, let's get to our next question. And the question is just the basic idea that we're trying to develop, which is, do the Neros Shabbos have to be positioned b'makom suda? So what we're going to explore is three different options. First option is no. There's absolutely no obligation to have the Neros be b'makom suda. The Gemara tells you have to light Neros Shabbos. You could light them wherever you want. As long as you get benefit from them, you could light them wherever you want. It doesn't necessarily have to be b'makom suda. Then we're going to explore two other options. The second option is that yes, the Neros do have to be b'makom suda, but for the purpose of the suda. Not because the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos requires that the Neros be b'makom suda, but that the Neros should be placed b'makom suda for the purpose of the suda, so that the suda has light. And then the third option is to say that yes, the Neros have to be positioned b'makom HaSuda, and here because of the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos, meaning there's something within the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos that requires us to place the Neros of b'makom HaSuda. So you have So the first position is that no, the Neros can be placed wherever they want. And that's basically what we already mapped out, which is the position of the Rosh, and also seemingly comes out of the Mordechai in Pesachim, Atav Reish Yud Aleph in Arvei Pesachim, that there's no requirement whatsoever to have light in the place of the Suda. If there's no requirement to have light in the place of the Suda, then it's difficult to understand why you would have to place the Neros Shabbos b'makom HaSuda. There's just no obligation whatsoever to have the Neros be b'makom HaSuda. So that from the Rosh's commentary, it would seem that the Neros could be placed elsewhere. However, other Rishonim, and most of the Rishonim, think that there is some connection between the Neros and the Makom HaSuda, and we're going to explore each of those two different ways that I mentioned before. So the first one is to say that yes, you have to have the Neros by Makom HaSuda, but not for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos, but rather for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So this comes out very well from an interesting opinion of the Maharam and Rabbeinu Simcha. Maharam in Rotenberg, this is all quoted in the Talmidim of the Maharam and the Tashbitz Katan and the Mordechai and Simon Reish Tzadi Dalit and Masecha Shabbos, where they say that the only time you have to have the Neros be b'makom HaSuda is if the Suda is eaten at night. But if you have the Suda during the day, so then you don't have to have the Suda b'makom HaNeros, you can have the Suda outside. You don't have to have the b'makom HaNeros. Why? Because the Suda is going to be in the light regardless. Whether you have it b'makom HaNeros or you have it outside, since you're eating it during the day, you're going to have light at the Suda. So what comes out from that position is that there's nothing inherent about having the Neros Shabbos be in the context of the Suda. The point is to have light at the Suda. So if it's at nighttime, the only way you're going to have light is via the Neros Shabbos. But if it's during the daytime, then you have another wonderful option, which is to eat outside in the sunlight. Since you'll have light at the Suda, therefore you don't have to have the Neros be b'makom HaSuda. So what you see from this position is that really the only reason to have the Neros b'makom achila is to ensure that there is light for the Suda. It's a din in the Suda Shabbos, not a din in the Neros Shabbos. However, when we get to some interpretations of other Rishonim, So the third option that we mentioned before, namely that having neiros be b'makom ha'achila, is a din in the neiros Shabbos itself. It's part of the mitzvah of the neiros Shabbos, so that's what emerges. And this really emerges most clearly from the Bach's interpretation of Rashi and Tosos that we discussed at the very beginning of the Chabura. We mentioned that Rashi and Tosos say that when the Gemara said hadakas ner b'Shabbos chova, it means that you have to have neiros around the makom ha'suda, either for the purpose of oneg Shabbos, says Tosos, or for the purpose of kavod Shabbos, says Rashi. And the Bach says that what Rashi and Tosos really mean is that the whole mechayiv of the mitzvah of Neiro Shabbos to begin with was the Suda Shabbos. The only reason why Chazal instituted a mitzvah of Neiro Shabbos was to either have Oneg Shabbos during the Suda or Kavod Shabbos via the Suda. That was the mechayiv of the mitzvah. So says the Bach, if you light Neiro Shabbos and then you have your meal somewhere else, you have it outside in a chatzer, so then the whole mitzvah, the bracha was lev hatala. Why? Because the whole mechayiv of the mitzvah was to enhance the suda. But if you have the suda somewhere else, then you took away all of the meaning from the mitzvah of neiros Shabbos. So you see from the Bach is this kind of extreme stance that it's not just that you have to have neiros Shabbos at the makom ha'suda in order to allow for light. It's that the whole mechayiv of the mitzvah was for the suda Shabbos, and therefore it must be the case that you eat your suda around the light of neiros Shabbos. So other Rishonim may take a similar approach, but they broaden it, and that's as follows. You have in the Hagos Maimonios, so in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Hey Simin Chaf. So the Hagos Maimonios says as follows: even if you have your suda at nighttime, if the people eating at the Suda will derive more benefit from leaving the place of the Suda and going out to the Chatzer, going out to a courtyard, even though it's nighttime, there's no daylight outside, it's nighttime, but they'll get more benefit by eating outside, either because there's a lot of bugs inside, or for whatever reason, they're going to get more benefit by eating outside. So under those circumstances, it would be mutter to eat not b'makom ha'neiros. So what do you see from that position? So, and just to add one more point, what's the reasoning for that position? So Hagos Maimonides explains very clearly. He says the whole mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos was instituted for what purpose? For Oneg Shabbos. So if the whole basis for the mitzvah was Oneg Shabbos, then it should all depend on what will be the greatest degree of Oneg that the participants will derive from the Suda. So if they're going to derive the most benefit from the Suda by having the Suda in the light, then they have to have it there. But if they're going to derive more benefit, they're going to get more Hana by having the Suda outside, so then they could have it in the Chatzer. So what do you see from the Hagos Maimonides? What you see is that the mitzvah of Hadakas Neiros Shabbos is to enable or facilitate Oneg Shabbos, but it's not limited to the Oneg of the Suda itself. It's a more general klal of Oneg. Whatever is going to cause the most benefit, just in general, is what is going to be the proper procedure. So whereas for the Bach, the Mechayiv of Neiros Shabbos was specifically the Oneg of the Suda, for the Hagos Maimonides, the Mechayiv is Oneg, period. Not necessarily only the Oneg of the Suda, but rather any Oneg that you would derive. And therefore, if you have more Oneg by going outside, you get more Hana by going outside, so then you could have the Suda there, even not b'makom ha'neiros. So that is a long, complex discussion about what the proper placing for the Hadakas Neiros really is. And what we see from it is that this really all relates, it could relate, all back to the Mechayiv of Hadakas Neiros. And that's basically what we just explained. If you think like the Bach, that the Mechayiv is specifically the Suda, it's the Oneg or the Kavod of the Suda Shabbos, so then we can explain why you have to have your Suda b'makom ha'neiros and you can't eat in the courtyard under any circumstances. But if the Mechayiv is more of an Oneg klali, it's more of a general Oneg, not necessarily limited to the Suda, that's what we saw from the Hagos Maimonides, so then it would all depend on what's going to facilitate the greatest level of Oneg. And in addition, if we think that the Mechayiv for Hadakas Neiros is just it's Kavod Shabbos, separate and apart from any Oneg, so then we could explain the positions that the Hadakas Neiros doesn't really have to be b'makom ha'suda, that there's no obligation to have light during the Suda. Hadakas Neiros could be anywhere, because as long as you get some benefit from it and it enhances shalom bayis, so then that would be a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. So halacha l'maaseh, we're not going to get into all aspects of the halacha l'maaseh. There's a lot of points to cover, but just in terms of our discussion specifically, so Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Gimel, Seif Zayin quotes two deos, whether the Kiddush, and according to most, the Suda also has to be b'makom haner, and he says, u'mistaber k'daya de'im hunana b'chatzar yoser, az muter la'echol sham. He passed things like the Hagos Maimonios, that if you're going to get more benefit by going outside, so then you could eat there. However, the Magen Avraham adds a precondition, which is that it's only if it's mitzta'ir harbei, you have to be really distressed in the house at the makom haneros in order to go somewhere else in order to eat. And the Shulchan Aruch earlier, Reish Samech Gimel, Seif Tes adds the precondition that the neros, you still have to get some benefit from the neros. If you don't get any benefit from the neros, then the bracha is going to be levatala. So if you light the neros Shabbos and you go outside to eat your meal, you have to make sure that the neros last into the night such that you can get some benefit from them during Shabbos. It's also interesting, I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa that he said Midas Atzmo, he thought that that even if you have two options of where to eat, you can eat in B'makom HaNeros and you can eat in another place that also has light, you should still eat B'makom HaNeros. Right? This is a little bit different from the question of the Hagos Maimonios on the Shulchan Aruch, where the question is, you're leaving the B'makom HaNeros in order to go outside where it's dark. What about if you have the question if you're leaving the B'makom HaNeros in order to go to another room that's light? So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa thought that you should still eat B'makom HaNeros, even in that circumstance. The only exception would be if the alternative had even more light than where the Makom HaNeros was. And seemingly what you see from that position of the Shmir Shabbos is that that's like a little remnant of the position of the Bach, of the interpretation of the Bach of Rashi and Tosos. That the Iker Oneg that the Hadakas Neros is supposed to facilitate is the Suda. So therefore, even if you have two options, you have the Makom HaNeros and you also have another lit room, you should still eat B'makom HaNeros because that's the Iker Oneg, or the Iker Kavod, that the mitzvah of Hadaka is supposed to relate to. Okay, with a few minutes we have remaining, let's just discuss very quickly Neros in other locations. So we just got finished discussing Neros at the B'makom HaSuda, and we basically concluded that that's the primary place to have your Neros, Lehadacha. But what does this mean, that you don't have to light Neros anywhere else? Are you supposed to have Neros wherever, in whatever rooms you would use on Shabbos? So the background to this is a Mordechai in Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Dalet, Reish Tzadi Dalet, where he quotes the Maharam in Gutenberg, who says that if there are husbands who are leaving for Shabbos, they're leaving their wives for Shabbos and they're staying elsewhere, so then they're supposed to light Neros Shabbos in the rooms in which they're staying, and they would make a bracha on that hadlakas, Neros. So the Achronim debate what exactly we should derive from this Mordechai. Does this Mordechai mean that you always have to light Neros in other rooms, just like when the husbands leave for Shabbos, they have to light a Ner in the room in which they're staying? So too, even when when husband and wife are together for Shabbos, so then they would still have to light Neros in all of the rooms in the house that they're using? Or does he mean that no, it's specifically when he leaves for Shabbos that the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadakas Neros is by lighting a Ner in his room? But when he's together with his wife for Shabbos, so since his wife is going to be lighting B'makom HaAchila, then you don't have to light Neros anywhere else. So this was a debate amongst the Achronim. The Magen Avraham, based on the opinions of the Mati Moshe and the Maharshal, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, so they say that you're really supposed to have light in all of the rooms that you're going to be using over Shabbos. And what the Mordechai meant was that that when someone leaves for Shabbos, that's the case in which you would make the bracha on the Neros that are lit in other rooms. But when husband and wife are together for Shabbos, so then of course the bracha is made on the Neros B'makom HaAchila, because that's the primary location for the Neros. But the Mordechai never meant to say that Neros shouldn't be lit in other places. He only meant to say that in that specific circumstance, when the husband leaves, you can even make the bracha in other rooms. However, others seem not to agree with this interpretation of the Mordechai. The Kolbo and Siman Lamed Aleph, and the Shevet Alevi of Vosner in a long tshuva in Chela Gimel Sif Chav Dalid, so they explained that the Mordechai really meant that the only time you have to light Neros in other places is when you're leaving for Shabbos. Then you would light a Neros in a different room. But when you're together with your wife for Shabbos, and the Neros are being lit in Makom HaAchila, then there's no obligation to light Neros in other places. Lighting Neros in other places would be considered only a Chumrah and Betoras Hidr Mitzvah. That's what the Shevet HaLevi says. So, if we try to relate this discussion back also to the Mechayiv for Hadakas Neira, so I think something interesting emerges. Remember that we quoted the Beis Halevi last week, that there are two elements of Hadakas Neira Shabbos. There's Kavod Shabbos, and there's Onan Shabbos. And the Beis Halevi said that the Iker requirement is Kavod Shabbos. You have to light Neiros on Shabbos to fulfill Kavod Shabbos. It didn't seem like it really mattered where you place the Neiros in order to fulfill that element. There's a mitzvah to light a Neiros on Shabbos to fulfill Kavod Shabbos. Then in addition to that, says the Beis Halevi, you have Oneg in the element of Oneg Shabbos, which is to light Neiros b'makom hasuda in order to better enhance and facilitate the meal. So, and the Beis Halevi said that the element of Kavod Shabbos, that's a Maisa Mitzvah. That's something that you have to do l'chvod Shabbos. It has to be Nikar that it's l'chvod Shabbos. But the element of Oneg Shabbos, that is really Totsah oriented. It's just to make sure that you have light so that you can experience the benefit that you would get from the light on Shabbos. And therefore, said the Beis Halevi, that if you had light that was lit earlier on in the day, that would be sufficient for Oneg Shabbos, but it wouldn't be sufficient for Kavod Shabbos. For Kavod Shabbos, you'd have to turn it off and turn it on again, but for Oneg Shabbos, there wouldn't be any such need. So if you take that approach, then what would emerge is something interesting. Maybe you could say that for the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, even though you have to light Neiros in other rooms, you could still distinguish between the Iker Hadlaka that you're making for Shabbos, which would be, in the Beis Halevi's language, the Kavod Shabbos Hadlaka, that you have to light specifically for the purpose of Shabbos, but the light around the rest of the house in all of the other rooms, that could even be lit from earlier on in the day. That you don't have to do a specific Maisa Hadlaka l'chvod Shabbos for that purpose, because light that you have in all of the other rooms is really just for Oneg Shabbos. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains also. Since light in all of the other rooms is just for the purpose of Oneg Shabbos or Shalom Bayis, so therefore it would be Totsah oriented. All you would have to do is make sure that there's light there. But the Maisa Hadlaka, that you would only have to do one time. You wouldn't have to do that around the entire house. Okay, so, and just in conclusion, the Maisa, right, we know that the Hadlaka b'makom ha'achila is really the Iker Hadlaka. That's where the bracha is supposed to be made, unless you're leaving for Shabbos, and then that's a different discussion. But the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura say you're supposed to have light around the rest of the house. Whether you specifically have to light that l'chvod Shabbos, or you could just make sure that there's light there, so that might be that might be subject to further discussion. Just to end on one point of Machshava pretty quickly, so it's interesting, the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Hei Amid Beis tells us that the pasuk in Eicha, we're coming up to Shavasar B'Tamuz tomorrow in the 3 weeks. The pasuk in Eicha, "Vatiznach mi shalom nafshi," that my soul was removed from shalom. So that is a reference to the to Neiro Shabbos. That after the Chorban Habayis, there was we lost the benefits of the positive influence of the mitzvah of Neiro Shabbos. And the Achronim struggle with why this pasuk is interpreted specifically about Neiro Shabbos. Because if after the Churban people became poor and they couldn't afford Neiros to light around the house, why should there be a difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week? After all, the Neiros lead to Shalom Bayis. Whether that Shalom Bayis is not going to exist Bein b'Shabbos, Bein b'Chol, if there are no Neiros to be had, if we don't have enough funds to light Neiros around the house. So why is the pasuk specifically interpreted about Shabbos? So I saw that Torah Tamima has a really interesting comment where he says that the Gemara interprets this specifically about Shabbos because it's on Shabbos that Shabbos is a specific day of Shalom HaNefesh. We know that there's a Neshama Yaseira on Shabbos. Man lives on a spiritually exalted plane on Shabbos. And the Neiros, which are Marchiv the Lev, we have an idea of Ner Mitzvah B'Torah Or, that the light is in some way increases the spiritual capacity of a person. So the Neiros of Shabbos contribute to the foundation of that experience of a spiritually exalted existence on Shabbos. And therefore, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi refers specifically to Shabbos. And what emerges from our discussion of the mitzvah of Hadakas Neiros is that the Hadakas Neiros really bring Shabbos into the home and allow for a person to experience the intense spiritual nature of Shabbos. Wish everyone a great rest of the week.